I am Annalisa Di Sabato, and I've been working for Atcult for more than 10 years. During all these years, many changes have been made with technologies. As my colleagues Tiziana affirmed, we have new standard guideline for description and cataloging resource, SRIDI and FRBR. The customer expectation and needs has become high. So, for the same reason, the OPAC has converted, has changed it in discovery tool. We have the same situation in the Amicus suite. As you know, in Amicus is integrated the circulation module. It's the old circulation platform, and it became old because the technologies changed during this year. In Amicus circulation, many circulation functions were external to it. It means that if I need to elaborate an overview for a loan, I need to call an external URL, and I need to open another web application that is overdue. Or, for example, to assign an RFID barcode, I need to open the FID application. Or, to manage interlibrary loan, I need to open LibreQuest. Sorry. This was the reason for which we integrate all these new circulation function in a unique circulation module that is WILON, that is present in OLLISuite, our web application. We design WILON to support all circulation functions that are many, sorry, I need to go on with the slide. I forget. We need in OLLISuite module. In WILON, we can configure many kinds of policies. So we can do the charge-out, the check-in. We can elaborate overdue. We can place holds for item. We can make interlibrary loans. In WILON, we can configure many kinds of policies. Like loan policies limits, fine policies, and overdue policies. We can configure and set these policies considering the different type of borrower, like for example, teacher, student, staff, library staff, or external. And we can set the policies also considering the different type of material, like for example, book, serial, electronic resource. The loan policies limits describes the times limits set up for a borrower for an item. It specify how long or what to date an item may be loaned to a particular borrower. In the loan policies limit, you can define also the limits of renewal and how many items you can take on loan. Then the overdues policy instead specify when we sent a notice to a borrower when the copy is not returned in the library. And instead, so when each time a document will be returned in the library, the system automatically check the copy and considering the loan policy's limits will elaborate the control. And if the loan is overdue, it will automatically calculate the amount of fine that the borrower needs to pay. The fine in WeLoan is in amicus could be set in money or in days. In days means that the borrower will be blacklisted for a period decided from the library. So as I already affirmed, in WeLoan we can set different loan policy limits. And the loan policies can take considering the loan type, the borrower type, and the loan period type. Each borrower in WeLoan is identified by a unique barcode, and control and check the status of a borrower, we can go into borrower info under menu borrower summary. To find a person, to find a borrower, we can use any kind of parameters like surname, barcode number, name, or birth date. In this slide, you can see the borrower data and the borrower card, where you have defined the borrower type, if it's a student, for example. You can assign a tag RFID. You can define other parameters like address, email, telephone number, mobile phone. From this window, you can also check the status of this borrower if he has on loan some item. And this is the copy status that it was accessed from borrower windows. In the copy status are listed the copies that the borrower has on loan. For each copy, you can see the details. So in this case, for example, you can see that to this borrower were sent some notices because the loan is the copy is overdue. From these windows, you can recall the copy, and or you can renew the copy, the same copy. To make a chargeout in WeLoan, you use the chargeout function that is under the menu circulation. You can enter the borrower barcode or the tag RFID. The system will check automatically if the borrower has allowed to loan, to take a copy on loan, and in this fields we can enter the barcode of the copy or the tag RFID. If automatically the system will list all loans that this borrower has. To make the check-in of the copy, you need to go to check-in menu that is always under the circulation menu. You enter the copy barcode and selecting the tab Enter, the system will check-in immediately the copy. Of course, during this operation, the system will make some controls to to check if the item is in overdue. If so, it will display in the fine amount column the overdue, the fine that the borrower needs to pay. You can also print the ricevuto, received for received for the lo, the copy check-in. A borrower can ask to loan a copy that is charged out to another borrower. So to have this copy, to reserve this copy, he can place an hold. You can make in WeLoan an hold on a copy in two different ways, starting from WeLoan circulation module, from a status of copy or status of borrower info, or starting from a CGenius that is the OPAC of our Holy Suite. From OCGenius, an authorized and authenticated user can place an hold on a copy that is charged out to another borrower. This hold will be immediately displayed to WeLoan, and at the same time an email will be sent to a librarian to advise him about the hold on this copy. In WeLoan, as in OCGenius, you can type two different holds. You can make two different holds. You can do an hold on title, so the first copy will return to the library, will be reserved to the requesting borrower, on a specific copy of an item, because the borrower is interested in particular to a specific copy, because it has a contribute of a particular author. As I said, when an item check-in in RSO return to the library, the system automatically make a controls. Another kind to control the copy online is the overdue processing. You can access to overdue processing by the overdue menu. And from here, you can elaborate any kind of notice to send to the borrower. You have three kind of notice, that is the first overdue, the second overdue, the third overdue, and the blacklist overdue. And of course, these overdue are elaborated considering the overdue policies. So you define the time to send after the loan conclusion, the time to send the first notice and the second and so on. In this model, you can elaborate overdue, but to send the notice to the borrower, you need to go to notice menu. So you can choose from two drop-down menu two parameters. One is related to the user, the borrower, and you can define to which kind of borrower you have intention to send the news. And you can find the borrower using person number, barcode, surname, borrower name. And the second drop-down menu is related to the notice type. And so you can choose which kind of notice you want to send. So notice for the first, the second, the third, notice about also that were placed from borrower, notice about Hill, and notice about blacklisted communication. So the system elaborates the notice the communication, and you can select from this list the notice you have intention to send. You can send this notice, this communication, using three kinds of way to send. That is email, SMS, and print, and using the post office, of course. That means that using, for example, an email, the borrower gives to the library the email address. In the notice setting, you can configure and set the way to send the communication, the way that the library choose to send the communication. So in this window, define the priority. So I decide to send a communication using as first email, then SMS, at last using the post office. In this window, you can also prepare and define the text of the letters that the library sent to the borrower. Willona is an integration, integrated many circulation functions. One of these, the most important for us, for many our customers, like for example Trenton and its network of libraries, is the Interlibrary Loan. The Interlibrary Loan is an application for managing the interlibrary transaction between two libraries, two institutions, that is based on the International Protocol for Interlibrary Loan, that is ISO 10161. The interaction between libraries is based on the exchange of messages. Requests, keeping the communication protocol indication. So, using Interlibrary Loan, you have tracked the history of the transaction exchange among the libraries. Interlibrary Loan for all user of use Amicus or HolySuite is related not only to an exchange or email, but also is related to the movement of copies. So when supplier library transferred the copy to the requester library, the copy change location, change shelf list, because we have a physical move of this copy. This is possible all for library that use Amicus or HolySuite application. So during Interlibrary Loan, a library make a request to a supply library. The library send, the supply library send the copy, transfer the copy. The requester library make the check-in of the copy and charge out the copy of its borrower. When the borrower check-in, when the copy will return to the library, the system automatically check and identify that copy as an interlibrary loan copy, the coming from an interlibrary loan copy. So the copy automatically will return to the supplier library. So this transaction will be tracked in the WLAN interlibrary LAN module. And as you can see in this window, each step is tracked by any specific messages. Like as protocol ISO 10106 is required. Another application that is integrated in WLAN is the RFID application, and that is an integrated system allows the professional user to improve the HolySuite functionality by using special devices able to read the code, the tag ID that is recorded in a label. So we have small labels that are sticked on copies, or the tag ID is present in cards for the borrower. The system features for RFID integrated system are the following. You can identify a copy, you can search a copy, you can the borrower identification, the inventory control, so you can check the missing or misplaced copy, fast copy position, you have a detailed topographical map of the library structure. If you use RFID system technologies, you can allow the borrower to make the check-in and the charge-out self. And it's also an anti-theft control. So you save many times in queue during the check-in charge-out procedure, and you have a regular inventory control on about the copies owned by the library. Of course, RFID technologies is integrated in WLAN, but to work needs some technologies, some components like RFID labels that you see on the copy, the conversion station to initialize the RFID labels, the self-check units to allow the user to do all the charge out or to do the check-in, the reader of for the RFID barcode, an inventory one that allow to locate, to control, to check the inventory and find misplaced or missing copy. This is about a circulation module, but it's not last.
One application that could be provided is if I have a smartphone equipped with NFC, near field communication
technology, and all the modern smartphones are equipped with this type of technology. Which is a kind of RFID. It's in the family of RFID. One of the most used application for NFC is the micropayment. So you can take the bus and pay the bus with your phone, with your smartphone. In any case, the one constraint is that. It's not clear, it's not so clear if RFID technology the currently used in libraries, so I mean a label that you put on the book and so on, could be accessed by NFC. If so, you can put your smartphone near the book read the tag, connect to the server where is an enrichment, where is, for instance, the author or comments about that book made by other people, other users, or an enrichment of the author, which other books he wrote, and so on. So this means that starting from the tag ID, you can connect to a load server where are stored a lot of information about author comments and remarks by other users, suggestions, and so on. And you can keep it on your smartphone. So you don't know the book. What about that? You put it. You put your smartphone near, and you have a lot of information about what other users think about that book, if there is other book of that author, and so on. And that it's only your creativity in making other possible usage of this type of technology. Okay.
Another module of OnlySuite application is acquisition. In order to support the librarians in the all acquisition function and to do this in the best way, we think to don't develop or realize and write another web application, and we think to combine and integrate in OnlySuite Adempiere. Adempiere is an ERP. Is an ERP enterprise resource planning software package released under a free software license, and it's a software solution that supports, as Ivo said at the first at the beginning of our meeting, is designed to support the business process. It provides method for storing and retrieving information of every libraries by addressing what the exact need. It's multilingual, it's multitask, multi-account features. Is a platform extendable, touchable, and is customizable. Maintaining the transaction and the document of library, and tracking and inventory. The acquisition module is designed to support all type of library acquisition, like purchase, gift, interlibrary loan, exchange, and subscription. And in acquisition module in OnlySuite, we have many different ways to make an order. We can start directly from Adempiere, or we can starting from cataloging module. As you can see in this slide, you have a bibliographic record that is shown from cataloging module. In the, under this record, we have a series tab. One of these is the cart. If I select this tab, the user will send to the cart acquisition the bibliographic record to make an order. Another way to create an order in OnlySuite web application is using starting from OCGenius, and is in this way we consider the suggestion the making made by the borrower. So an authenticated borrower can in OCGenius make a suggestion for and send the suggestion to the library, and this suggestion will receive to the librarian, and will be in the acquisition wish list, that the module of OnlySuite that we call in Italian desiderata. The librarians check the list that coming from OCGenius, so check the suggestion, decide which suggestion it has intention to convert in order. So he converts a suggestion from a proposal to a purchase order, to an order. And so in the acquisition card, in this under this voice, we'll find all items that we have intention to order, and we have intention to send to Adempiere. So a librarian check in this list the checkbox related to the item he has intention to order. All these orders will be sent to Adempiere, and this is about the suggestion of borrower. So, as I already said, the suggestion will be checked by librarian and will transform a suggestion in order. So we send the order to Adempiere using this button on Windows cards. To control and manage all order, we need to go to order management. Selecting this item, automatically the system will open a new window that is related to Adempiere application. In Adempiere application, we have another menu, and the first voice of this menu is about to... come si dice, piccolo? Small, it's too small, sorry. It's too small to read well, but you have Holy Sweet cards in this under this item. Selecting this item, the system will display a list of items that librarian has previously elaborated in acquisition module. You can check in column Add to Order to the desired item that you have intention to purchase. So selecting this this checkbox and making the other steps, the order will send to purchase order menu. In the purchase order, you have the possibility to select each row and to manage each row about the acquisition of this item. You can add in this window all information about the order, like for example vendor's name, the fund, the price, the quantity, and eventually discount. And when you have finished to enter this information, you can select the button completed. So to finish and complete this iter, in English si dice this iter, you can receive the copy going directly to the voice item receive. The item receive will display a list of items of order, and for each list you can make the receiving of the copy. The acquisition module, like is now Adempiere, is integrated with the cataloging module. So when receive the copy will be immediately displayed in cataloging module with a physical copy item. This, of course, to save time to the librarian. And These steps are about the monograph order, and if you want to order serial, you will follow the same step, but the unique difference is about the receiving of copy. To receive a copy, you don't need to go to a Dampier and to receive items. You need to go to cataloging module. You have a button that the system automatically display when an order is linked to this record. And clicking this button, the system will show a subscription for that order. For the serial, to receive a serial, you need to create a prediction pattern. And probably for Amicus user is a familiar concept. The prediction pattern has two important aspects. The subscription will show the data about the title ordered and the vendors, and enumeration chronology tab. The enumeration is important to define the enumeration levels of the issue, so of the serial. So you need to specify the enumeration level about the years and the enumeration level, for example, about the issue, so the volume, the number. And in other important aspect of prediction pattern is chronology, because this tab allow to enter publication dates and so indicate the start of the serial in a year and the expected data for each issue of this year based on frequency. Considering this information, you can populate automatically a planner for a serial. Now, in this slide, you can see the planner that I automatically populate, and I can receive, so copy, I can also save other information about the issue received, about, for example, if has a supplement, it has a supplement, or it has it is damaged, or other information. Each time you make a receive for a copy, of course, the copy will be displayed in the cataloging module. So, to resume, for serial you will follow to make an order. You will follow the same steps of order for monograph. The unique difference is about the receiving of copy. For a serial you need to create a subscription and a prediction pattern. And to create a prediction pattern, you need to enter information in the various tab like enumeration, chronology, population, orders, and subscription, and then you can receive the copy. In Dampier we have also HERMS, Electronic Record Management, and HERMS enable organization to manage electronic record stored in associated database. It provides a variety of functions about the management of the resource, the licenses, the access control, who can access, capture records. And it's meant to store and manage name, contacts, account information for the mini publisher, providers, vendors that libraries interact with. It provides a trail for the acquisition of electronic resources. It has expression access authorization level. The expression tab is where the organization can enter expression or clauses of the licenses. Expression could be of any time, for example, authorized users, confidential clauses, general notes, interlibrary loan, post-cancellation access. Access tab reports information about how the resource could be accessed, such as IP or username or password authentication, max concurrent users, authorized sites. Authorized level depends on the organizational structure, hierarchical level of resource usage. In HolySuite, we have other modules to collaborate with the librarians that are useful for librarians. So one of these is collaboration. That is a bulletin board facility for posting message to other users within your network library. Each user can, of course, if it has the authorization level, can create a message and edit the message. Each user can read the message that's coming from other users, but he can't modify it. I can enter so the message in two languages. Of course, we, in this case, set languages for English and Italian, in Italian test. In Italian test. Another module that could be useful for librarian is the poll. In HolySuite, it's possible to make a poll. In the new poll window, you can enter your question and your different answers. For example, do you know the standard RDA? I can enter different answers like yes, very well, well, not enough, no. And each user can vote this poll and can see the detail of this poll. Detto pollo. Okay, and so each user of the network library can vote a poll. This is the last. Another useful function for librarian is discard. You have the possibility to discard an item, a copy. There are many reasons because the library needs to discard, because, for example, a copy is damaged or is ugly or is missing, or a copy is very old. The copyright is oldest than 10 years, so, or its last circulation is about 5 years ago. So a library can decide to discard a book, a copy. To discard a copy, you need to go to cataloging module. Under the display of record, you will see the old tabs with different functions. One of these is discard tab. Selecting the discard tabs, the system will open a new window where it will show the copy, and from a drop-down menu you can select the reason for which you need to discard this copy. You have two options, two choices. You can discard the copy, and after this, you will see the date of discard, and you see the copy information. The shelf will be deleted, but the copy information is present in the cataloging module. Or you can choose to select the discard and delete copy button. So we decide to discard the copy and to delete and move, remove physically the copy will be deleted from our catalog, from our database. This is the end.
Regarding circulation, I'm wondering if you have a solution for ebook circulation, maybe interfacing with Adobe Content Server or other digital rights management tools. So could you please tell me something about that? Or maybe one of your colleagues?
Yes, because just now in the last release of Torrossa, we released
the site
of Casalini that I showed you before. We released the PID function to make possible the lending of a digital copy, and the same function will be ported, will be transferred, integrated in the ILS, following the standard and following the policy that the digital resource make available for these services.
Okay, and you apply some means of security that may say if you lend it for 2 weeks, then after 2 weeks the patron cannot open that PDF.
Yes, of course. To all the policies to make the lending for 2 weeks, for 14 days, and after start a series of you cannot download the record, the full text, and other policies in relation to library policies.
Okay, but what if he or she has saved the file during
I don't know, that's
what Adobe Content Server has a solution for.
No, aspetta, però aspetta, no, mi sembra che il
complesso... Quello dei right è proprietà di Casalini, giusto?
Se li scarica.
No, perché mi sembra che con il il PID non puoi scaricarlo, lo puoi usare. Allora, I don't know the details for this policy, but if I remember, because other colleagues follow this development, but if I remember well, you cannot download this copy on your device, or you can download one time, but of course after 2 weeks it doesn't disappear. Honestly, I don't know the details for manager policies. And in addition to this, we integrated with other provider for electronic resources this function. For example, in Italia is very known MLOL, Media Library Online, that is an Italian provider, and the policies are defined by publishers, so we need to use the publisher policies for this. If you need the details about this, you can give us your email address so that I can send you all the policies related to PID. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.